It will soon be impossible to get oil and gas leases on 24,000 acres of the Wyoming range. Conservation nonprofit the Trust for Public Land bought out existing leases within the Wyoming range to maintain the area for wildlife and recreation. It's the second time the group has done this in the southeast part of the state, bringing the total number of retired acres by the trust to 80,000. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim spoke with Chris Deming, a project manager with the Trust for Public Land, to find out how it happened.
Last week, the Trust for Public Land helped protect another 24,000 acres in the Wyoming range from oil and gas development. Working with Stanley and Mountain Energy, we successfully came up with a business solution to a conservation problem. In that, we avoided more oil and gas development in the Wyoming range, which is an area that has been of concern over the proposed drilling as far back as the mid-1990s.
So what's problematic about this area as far as energy development, and why does wildlife and other factors supersede that?
Starting in the mid-90s, the residents of Northwest Wyoming were concerned about the impacts to wildlife, their recreational pursuits, be it hunting, fishing, or horseback riding, the impacts of the proposed oil and gas drilling to water, and the impacts to air quality. You may have heard of the Red Desert to Hoback Corridor. The collaring work and the data that has been discovered through that effort shows that much of the Wyoming range is the summer habitat for many of those mule deer and large ungulate that travel south to north through that corridor. Those residents really galvanized around this area and helped voice their concerns over the proposed drilling, which has affected the positive conservation outcome over the last 15 years.
So was there proposed drilling there? Were there leases that were owned? Was there any active oil rigs or anything else? Or was that all held off?
There's a combination of all of the above. When the Wyoming Range effort started, one of the things that was critical to any protection work being done was the Wyoming Range Legacy Act. Starting in 2007, the late Senator Craig Thomas introduced legislation that was carried forth and approved with the support of Senator Barrasso and Mike Enzi, which designated an area of about 1.2 million acres in the Wyoming Range for future protection. Within that 1.2 million acres, no future oil and gas lease permits would be let, and any existing valid leases were eligible to be acquired by organizations like the Trust for Public Land, handed back to BLM to be relinquished and retired in perpetuity.
Is this the second part of the retirement? Has there already been some part of the Wyoming Range that was retired, or is this the first time something like this happened in the Wyoming Range?
This is the second time. The Trust for Public Land got engaged in 2010 in an effort to acquire nearly 56,000 acres of oil and gas leases from PXP, a Houston-based oil and gas company. We moved forward with that and through a successful fundraising effort, Save the Hoback campaign, we were able to acquire PXP's leases in the Wyoming range at the end of 2012.
So I've heard you say this is a business solution to a conservation problem a few times. Can you elaborate on what that means?
Yeah, we are not an advocacy organization. We've been very successful in working with oil and gas companies such as PXP and now Stanley Energy and Mountain Energy to, in essence, acquire their oil and gas leases using private dollars to compensate them for their investment in that area. In lieu of drilling, we were acquiring those leases from them and handing them back to BLM to be retired in perpetuity.
So I think that the perpetuity part sounds pretty clear, but is there any way that this land in the future could be used for oil and gas, or it's now illegal?
There was a congressional legislation that was approved in 2009. It is part of legislation, and only way that that could be undone is if future legislation unwound what was done and put in place.
So how is this possible? Where did the money come from to be able to do this?
The recent acquisition of the Stanley and Mountain Energy leases was thanks to a generous grant from the Weiss Foundation, enabling us to move forward with the acquisition and retirement of those leases.
So what are the next steps for actually getting this land retired?
Yeah, after our acquisition on July 3rd, we've been working with BLM Wyoming to relinquish and retire the leases that we just acquired from Stanley and Mountain Energy. We anticipate that the completion of the retirement of these leases will happen within the next 30 days.
Great. Well, thanks for making time for me today, Chris.
I appreciate it.